Hello, this is Peter Wanica with Creative Disturbance. I'm here in Marseille, France, covering the International Mobile Gaming Awards. This is Martin, who will introduce himself.
I'm Martin Noyles. I'm the founder of the International Mobile Gaming Awards, an award that was that started in 2004 and is now in existence for 11 years. We've just finalized the first judging session of the 11th IMGA, and Peter was here as a judge.
What made you want to found the International Mobile Gaming Awards?
So back in 2004, the 3D was coming to mobile. So the mobile games started becoming interesting for a large group of people and for the general audience. And I thought it would be a good idea to have a platform where you could see how these games are evolving and what's happening in that space. It gave me personally an opportunity to have a look at a lot of the productions that were coming out of Japan, out of Korea, and out of Europe and the US. And that's what I've been doing over the last 10 years.
On average, how many different countries do you actually have participating in the International Mobile Gaming Awards?
Well, in total, I think about 100 countries have participated over the last 10 years. So even, there are countries like from the games made in Nigeria, in Peru, in, Canada, obviously, but also Belarus, Estonia, Mongolia, you know, the games are coming from everywhere. There's not one country that comes to my head that I've never seen a game coming from. Maybe from Eritrea, but I don't know. I will have to check. But it's very. Of course, there are countries which, like the United States, for instance, has always been the country with most output of games. But if you would translate that in a percentage of the population, you know, and in the game production, a country like Finland has a much higher percentage than the United States.
Are there any countries or specific continents that actually have a lot more game development that surprises you, or any surprising works coming from them?
Surprising is a difficult. What for me is surprising is based on what I already know, but I can tell you that, for instance, in the Nordic countries, there has been a very active involvement of different governments in stimulating game development. There are very good universities, so there's a great output of games. There's a lot of knowledge. And currently, the best-selling game or the best monetizing game, Clash of Clans, is run out of Finland. And Candy Crush is for a large part made in Sweden, for instance, also a very good, very successful game. There's a lot of innovation coming out of these countries as well. Another country that is that comes to mind is Canada. Montreal has a real important gaming hub, and there's a lot of good stuff coming out of there. Austin, Texas has been growing tremendously over the last couple of years in terms of games output. And traditionally, a lot of the games were coming out of Japan and Korea. So there's a lot of games coming out of there and a lot of innovation coming out of Korea and Japan, especially in terms of business model. The whole free-to-play business model comes originally out of Korea. And not out of Finland, where people are now making a lot of money using the knowledge that has been originally developed in Korea.
What actually from those business models from Korea, for example, are very innovative?
The whole notion of free-to-play is the biggest innovation, the most important, significant innovation in video games at the moment. And is spreading to all the different platforms, from PC to console to mobile to everywhere. So getting something for free and then pay for it later with by acquiring in-app purchases and things like that is originally coming from Korea and to a certain extent also from Japan.
Out of all the games that we've seen this year, are there any big trends that we can start to expect for 2015 and moving forward?
Yes, I think that there are trends. There's a trend that that we already saw in 2005 is that the borders between console, mobile, and PC are blurring. So game development studios are no longer thinking that much about platforms. They're thinking about IP, building a game, building a property, an intellectual property that they can bring to all these different platforms. So that is a very important trend. So our name, International Mobile Gaming Awards, may change into International Gaming Awards, for instance, you know, and maybe mobile will disappear. That's an important trend. The other important trend is the free-to-play business model, but that's not so interesting because it's very much about the business of games. What we see from a technical point of view is that making games is becoming more and more easier because of Unity 3D. Unity 3D is a middleware that's extremely popular among game developers. Everybody's using it.
A fantastic platform.
It's a fantastic platform. It has a huge user base. A lot of plugins are developed. So it means that the barrier to entry in game development is becoming very easy. It also means that there are a lot of people making games who don't know anything about C++ or things like that, that if Unity, for some reason, God forbid, may be bought by some evil empire, then a lot of game developers will not know anymore what to do. It also creates, I think, a certain uniformity in the way games are made. And that's a little bit the shadow side of the success of Unity, is that games are more and more looking alike. So that's one trend. The other trend is that people are copying. So maybe because the barriers are so are practically gone in stepping into game development, what a young company does, many young developers do, is they start making a game that is based on something they like. So a game that they've played. And many of the games that we've seen this year are copies of successful games of about a year ago, who were made about a year or 2 years ago. And that is very unfortunate, because when we look at it from an awards perspective, you cannot award a game that is a sort of mediocre copycat of something else. And then I'm thinking specifically of Endless Runners, retro space shooters, and a lot of the strategy games that are coming out. Another trend that I see, and that is very fortunate, is that there are a lot of crazy people starting to make games. They're the most, you know, I don't remember all the names of the games, and I don't want to mention them because, you know, we're still under embargo for the nominations. There are some very, very cool games coming to the platform and already available on iOS. The problem is that the discovery of these games is becoming more and more difficult. How can you find a game you really like, a really exceptional game? It's like looking for the needle in the haystack. And awards are helping people to make that, or to help them find those diamonds in the rough, you know, those special games that should reach wider audiences.
So during the awards, I actually noticed a lot of emerging technologies such as Oculus Rift and augmented reality. Are there any of these that you're actually looking forward to in the upcoming years, or you think will grow much more?
There's a enormous power behind Oculus, not only from a money perspective, the fact that Facebook has acquired Oculus, but also from a point of view of developers who are currently making games for Oculus and who see it as a major platform in the future. So I think there's going to be a bright future for the for Oculus developers, whether it's in games or more serious applications like simulators or you know, real estate or medical or whatever. So I think that's all going to happen. On the other hand, Samsung has launched their Oculus or their, you know, device. Google is playing around with it. There's Epson, and so there's a lot of things happening in that space, in 3D, more immersive kind of experiences for games. So we've seen it. I've seen a lot of games that are using it. At the moment, it's still very early stage, but augmented reality has always been there with mobile handsets. You may know that the second IMGA's grand prize winner was an augmented reality tennis game, but commercially it's still very difficult to make money with augmented reality games. Another technologies that are emerging are maybe the cloud, so server technology. It's Clash of Clans fight against piracy is successfully worked for them because they have a very, you know, sophisticated server technology, and I think that cloud is very important. HTML5 is also growing and becoming more and more powerful. So cloud and HTML5 are technologies that will change the division also between console gaming, mobile gaming, and PC or computer gaming. So augmented reality, virtual reality, cloud, and HTML5 or WebOS kind of developments are going to change the industry in the future. I don't think the next handset is going to change in the future. Maybe on the app stores there will be something happening. Everybody is looking for new opportunities to make money with that game because of the free-to-play economy. Why isn't there a shop that is providing high-quality games, smaller amount of games than the app store? That are all paid for, or subscription models, or whatever. Who knows what's going to happen on that side?
Now, thinking about some of the people that were actually at the awards, we had a really big diversity in the amount of people represented here, whether it's people in the business side of it, developers, or engineers. How is it actually working with all these people with diverse backgrounds who are also from diverse parts of the world?
You mean the jury yes. Members? They share a passion for games, and that brings them together. That makes them feel friendly towards each other, so they don't start, you know, they don't fight or whatever. They're always, certain people are very opinionated, like the person who couldn't stop talking about threes, and another person who couldn't stop talking about women in games. And, you know, so everybody, or some people, have very strong opinions about certain things. But that makes the judging discussions lively and interesting.
And we'll wrap up. Is there anything else that you want to mention, I guess?
The thing I want to announce what I will officially announce in March at San Francisco is that we will launch the IMGA Asia. So it's a competition that is specifically focusing at what's happening in Southeast Asia, especially in Japan, Korea, and China. We will have a jury that is equipped with the knowledge of these three markets and what's happening around these three markets, and mainly at games that are competing in these markets. And so we will be running two awards. One is called IMGA International, where people compete on the international, on an international scale, so they have a global launch. And IMG Asia, which is specifically dealing with issues in Asia. And by doing these two awards, we will hopefully gather a unique knowledge of the differences between these markets and how we can address these differences.
Thank you very much for all your interesting commentary about this. It's been definitely a very exciting time. And thank you for speaking with Creative Disturbance.